Ramsey TV.
Now, the Apostle Paul makes a pretty remarkable statement in Romans 1:16 when he says, "Not ashamed am I of the evangel, for it is God's power for salvation." Now, we know that, of course, salvation was based on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ going to the cross. But what is that event without the announcing of it? Without the announcing of it, it disappears into a void. If a tree falls in the woods with no one to hear it, does it make a sound? If the cross is not known and announced, does it save anyone? If the cross is not believed upon, does it save anyone? That's a tricky question. The answer is, I'm afraid to say the answer. I'm not sure I know the answer. But I will say that the announcement of it is God's means of salvation. It's His chosen means to bring the news of the cross. The only way we know about the crucifixion of Jesus Christ is because of word of mouth, first of all, and then eyewitnesses, second of all, and then third of all, someone wrote it down. And that someone, the only one who was given a deep understanding and a full appreciation of the cross, was the Apostle Paul. And it's so important to get that message right, because that message, unadorned, is the power of salvation. This is why I say it's a remarkable statement. Paul doesn't say here that the cross is the power of salvation, even though it is. He is saying, "I am not ashamed of the evangel, for it is God's power of salvation." So the evangel is the message. But the message, of course, is based on a necessary event, which is the death, the entombment, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But the greater point is that that declaration has power. Those words, the words of the evangel, put together, and this is the important part, with no adornment, no additions, no perversions, nothing extraneous attached to it, that is God's power. The words themselves have power. The death for sins, the atonement, and the resurrection of Christ. The announcement. It's like all you have to do is say that, is say it, is give the elements of what Christ did. And according to Paul, this is a remarkable statement. Like I said, started the show with that. This is a powerful thing on people's minds. And the evangel, the essential element of it is grace. That the work is done completely by Christ and requires no human contribution. But human contribution are like so many insects, so many spiders, so many bacteria that are just dying to cling to the message, the unadorned, naked message of the sufficiency of the cross without the addition of anything. It's the addition of things that always threatens to compromise the message. And once the message is compromised, then it's no longer the power of God for salvation. It's no longer God's power for salvation. This is why I and others take such pains to keep the word pure. Because when the announcement of this thing is pure, when the announcement of Christ unadorned, Christ unassisted, is pure, if that's even possible today. I mean, it's, I wonder if it's even, it is possible, but people's minds are so predisposed to attaching human contribution to it that it is essential. This is where the exposure, rebuke, and entreat is essential. You have to destroy all possibility of anything being added to that message right away because of the predisposition of people's minds, the prejudice that the cross requires contribution, human contribution. And you can thank organized religion for that, the Christian religion in particular. You can thank them, facetiously I say that, for making the job of an evangelist so much more difficult. That the default setting is human contribution. Excuse me. But if it were possible, and it is possible, I've strained to do this every single day, to strip from the message any foreign element, and the main foreign element would be human contribution. In Paul's day, that foreign element was law. Today, the foreign element is any number of things, but mainly human free will, deadly teaching, that man's will can operate independently of God, and that man's will is the deciding factor in his or her own salvation. That's a human's will, I should say, is the deciding factor in a human's salvation. If that virus, if that bug, if that spider can be cleared out, then the simple announcement of the death and the entombment and the resurrection of Christ for sin is enough to change people. And the messenger doesn't matter. The messenger is irrelevant. It's getting the message right. And how many times have I said this is an information war? Because what is the evangel? It's information. Well, it sounds so unspiritual to say we're saved by information, but we are. We're saved by information that will change the human psyche, will change the human attitude toward God if it is presented cleanly, untainted by human contribution. That's the goal, should be the goal of every evangelist. You know how rare it is for that to happen? Because modern evangelism, and I suppose evangelism ever, even in Paul's day. If you do this, then God will do this. Brings us back to the law. The law in sheep's clothing. Every famous evangelist the world has ever known. The altar call. The sinner's prayer. You've already screwed it up. You've already defiled the announcements of the evangel. How is it that a simple declaration has the power to save? This is God's power for salvation. What? An announcement of information is God's power for salvation. And yes, the information, of course, requires the death, entombment, and resurrection of Christ. I'm not at all intimating that that's less important than the announcement of it. But the announcement of it is essential, because without the announcement of it, without the relay of information, we don't know about it. The tree falls in the woods with nobody around to hear it. This is why God calls evangelists. That's why it's an office today. It's a thing that people are called to, and they have to be trained in it. They have to be trained to, first of all, recognize it, and second of all, protect it, defend it from extraneous elements that really change its very meaning, change its very definition. Paul talks about the snare of the cross, and of course the snare of the cross is its unadorned simplicity, the power of a man, Jesus Christ, to take on sin. And you must mention why Jesus Christ died whenever you announce the evangel. This is why Christ died for sin. You have to announce what he did. Why? He came to do away with sin, including the sin of unbelief. You got to announce that part of it. And you have to keep it free from human free will. How many people do that? None. Hardly any. There's a few out there. my brothers and sisters out there who are announcing the evangel cleanly, I thank God for you. And God is with you. And God is on your side. And if we evangelists just get out of the way and announce it, well, then why all the extra talking? Why are you extra talking? Martin, I don't want anybody who talks more than you. You just talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. Yes, but what? A lot of my talking has to do with straining to get rid of the viruses, and the bacteria, the spiders, the bugs that attach themselves to the pure word. That's what all my talking is about. I wouldn't have to talk at all if it weren't for the Christian religion, if it weren't for religion in general, messing up everything. Wanting to add human contribution to something so pure and so beautiful that it doesn't need human contribution. So Martin, you're a human and you're contributing. Yeah, but my contribution is to keep human contribution from this pure message. In Philippians chapter 1, Paul was in prison, and he's saying, some are announcing Christ out of faction. Some are announcing Christ to cause me pain in my bonds. If you can believe this, there were some people who were so impure, so evil, as to their personality, as to their motives, that they were hoping to gain more converts for themselves while Paul was in jail. Oh, the big man's in jail, so now we're going to amass disciples to ourselves, and we're going to herald like crazy while he's in jail to take advantage of it. Paul didn't care. Paul said, hey, it doesn't matter as long as the evangel is being heralded. Some people have misinterpreted this. They say that Paul didn't care about the nature of the message. Paul was willing to flex when it came to the message. No, Paul's not flexing at all. Paul would never be saying that I'm fine with the gospel being announced out of faction. I'm fine with the gospel being announced out of an impure motive to cause me pain in my bonds. That I'm not out there in the game and everybody else is causing me pain. Paul says, I don't care as long as they're announcing the evangel. The evangel. So please, those people who say, Paul's flexible, he doesn't care if you get all the details right. That's not the issue here. The issue is the human motives. If the evangel that they were heralding had been impure, he would have jumped on that. He would have jumped on that. These people don't have the evangel right. Don't listen to them. They're adding law to it. Don't listen to them. They're adding human free will to it. Don't listen to them. They're adding the sinner's prayer. They're adding baptism. They're adding circumcision. They're adding. Don't listen to them. But apparently, and this is an unavoidable conclusion, apparently these people, as ill conceived as their motives were, they weren't getting the message right. Otherwise, Paul would never have green-lighted it. Never have. We would never have. So their motives sucked, but the message was correct. But what a day we live in. What a day we live in. We have the impure motives mixed with a compromised message. My God, we have so many things against us. It's pathetic. No wonder we're strained, you know? No wonder we're up against it, those of us who strain to announce a pure word. But if it can be done, and it can be done, to announce this message, that it alone has the power, you just have to say it. You don't need fancy lights. This isn't a fancy light here. This is my car light. It just happens to be coming down. Looks like a beam from heaven. No, it's not. It's a car light. Without theatrics, without juggling, you know, without humor, without anything, that message by itself is the God's power. God's power for salvation. I don't know how that works. I don't know how that works. But apparently it does. Just saying the words the right way. You don't even have to have the Spirit of God. I don't see where you have to have the Spirit of God. It's the message, not the messenger. You don't even have to be inspired. Exhibit 8, Jonah in Nineveh. 20,000 people repented at the heralding of Jonah. What did he do? All he did was go through the city saying 40 more days and Nineveh will be destroyed. 40 more days and Nineveh will be destroyed. I mean, he just read it by rote. Basically, God wrote the message on a 3x5 index card, and Jonah held it in front of his face. He was mopey, didn't want to be there, tried to run away. But that word, the pure word, the word that God commissioned, it doesn't matter if it was written on a 3x5 index card. It didn't matter if Jonah was inspired. Oh, he woke up in the morning. He was so inspired to be an evangelist. He prayed, oh, God, give me the power. It's not about your power. Just take that freaking index card, say the words, and that has power. And it did. 20,000 people fall on their faces in sackcloth and ashes and repent. There you go. That's the power of the message. As long as you have it right, your enthusiasm has nothing to do with anything. Nothing. Your motive doesn't even care. Paul proves that in the first chapter of Philippians. People with the shittiest motives. Paul says, hey, at least they're heralding, at least the gospel's getting out. It's getting out. Again, he never would have done that if it had been a compromised message. Believe it. And Jesus Christ himself said, when the Pharisees told the people to shut up, when he rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, and the Pharisees said, tell your people to shut up. They're causing a riot here. Jesus said, if they do shut up, the rocks themselves will shout out. Apparently, a rock can do this if it has the right message.